Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to our conversation with Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez and Eric Marsh. We've talked to Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, the representative, one of the up-and-coming stars of the delegation in Milwaukee, but her work in achieving fair maps and equally important compliance with the Voting Rights Act, and also about marijuana reform. Eric Marsh is somebody who is very involved in that too. So Luke, if you can put us back on both of those. Eric, I just want to finish up with you. As I understand it then, the result of this, kind of the achievement of this, is up to 28 grams, you are giving counties the authority to, this bill does, gives them the authority to regulate marijuana by small fines, but not criminal conviction. Whereas over 28, which you're starting to get into a larger amount, they would still be able to prosecute it. Is that generally what I said? Is that generally the case?
Yeah, that's generally the case. And I mean, we would certainly like to see more than 28 grams be decriminalized, legalized, but you know, the GOP controls the legislature. And so if this is what we're able to get through, this is a huge gain because, again, there's 4,000 people a year getting criminal convictions off simple marijuana charges. Like, it's about 1,000 of those are felony convictions for repeat offenses where someone, you know, got busted with a little bit of weed once in some rural county, and then anywhere they go in the state, that second offense becomes a felony charge for any amount, even if it's like I personally actually got arrested in Middleton with 3.5 grams because I already had a marijuana conviction. They were charging me with a felony. So like this is a very real problem that people still face, even in Dane County, even in, you know, there's more.
No, I get it. And I want to say something on behalf of Representative Ortiz-Velez and Eric Marsh. There are purists, and I've met the purists in my own party, who go, well, if you haven't totally legalized it, so you can do whatever you want and have as much as you want, and then that's not good enough. Let me, I'm going to give some common sense advice to everybody out there. Voss runs the legislature and LeMahieu in the Senate. They are not, under the present political climate, going to legalize marijuana. What Sylvia Ortiz-Velez has achieved with this bill and with the strong support of Eric Marsh and the marijuana community is to get as much as we can right now. And it's huge. It's huge. In other words, under 28 grams, 28 down, it's going to be a small fine. A supervisor, because she's also a Milwaukee County supervisor, fellas in Milwaukee, they've gotten it down to $1. Sure, some counties may make it $100. That would be the max for a certain amount. But so what? That's better than a felony conviction. Why do I say a felony conviction?
Eric Marsh is pointing out,
and I met a guy up in Eau Claire when I was running for governor, whose father was serving multiple years, well over 10, 15 years, because of his third marijuana conviction for small amounts each time. That's not fair. That is not fair. So what? By taking out 1 to 28 grams, which is the majority of these kinds of, quote, convictions, end quote, you take the predicate offense out, they're not going to be charged in Milwaukee and Dane County, but people do go fishing in Hayward. People do go up north to a cabin. And that is what is happening, and we're going to put an end to these felony convictions. Eric, thank you. And Representative Ortiz, I want to get back to you on two issues.
Okay.
And I want to kind of wrap this up. One is on the fair maps. Your leadership has produced, among others, there are other leaders on this, but you in particular fought long and hard for your community here in Milwaukee. As the Latino community, the African-American community, I'm part of Milwaukee. These are my communities, to make sure the Voting Rights Act is respected and that there is not gerrymandering that jeopardizes those rights. So right now, are we convinced and satisfied that the Democratic bill does protect minority rights?
Yes, and, you know, special shout out to Representative Cabrera, Representative Myers, and Senator Lena Taylor, because we did it as a team, and many others. And shout out to our fellow Democrats. Also, when we get to the other issue, I just want to end with a couple of things to point out on the bill that weren't mentioned. And I want to make sure that people know about as well. They're great.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us on that. We have a couple more minutes to the break, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Great. There's only a couple more items. So again, as you stated, this will we know that it's going to remove marijuana as a subsequent offense, so it will no longer rise to the level of a felonious act in all 72 counties in our state. We know that felony convictions can be a barrier to housing, employment, and more. And we also know that it's costing local counties, and our criminal justice system has been overburdened, and the Department of Corrections to needlessly criminalize people trying to get access to their medicine. And it's costing us millions and millions and millions of dollars. For this alone, it's a great bill. Because we have a patchwork of laws across our state and people living in counties like Milwaukee, where the cost from the sheriff is only $1 to 25 grams, they go to other counties like we're seeing where they have the harshest penalties in the state and where people are being criminally charged. So I just wanted to point that out. So that's, you know, you have accomplished an awful lot.
And the marijuana community, Eric Marsh in particular, has been great supporters, but you're the one. And you will result in a smaller prison population and really an unfair prison population. People on a second, on a third offense, they can go away for 20 years. And what? Because they had 10 grams three times and they got caught in rural counties. This is a message to people around the state who are playing marijuana politics. I'm tired of it. Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez is tired of it. Eric Marsh is tired of it. Everybody who thinks about this issue is tired of it. We're not going to lock people up for felonies for several possessions that would be simply a municipal ordinance violation in Milwaukee and Dane County. Now that will extend to the whole state for 28 grams. Congratulations to both of you for your advocacy on that, and congratulations to you, Sylvia, for your strong advocacy on fair maps and on compliance with the Voting Rights Act. We're going to break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.